Pot legal.
Introducing a bill to legalize recreational pot is Allegheny Democratic State Rep Jake Wheatley saying it would correct social justice wrongs.
It would automatically expunge the records of individuals who would have legally been able to possess the controlled substance. Also give them automatic reinstatement of their licenses.
The bill would provide incentives for businesses to partner with Pennsylvania farmers and provide investments in student debt forgiveness, after-school programs, and affordable housing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sunday was a quiet night for scoring at the Super Bowl. The Patriots won 13-3, and it was a quiet night for Super Bowl viewers as well. Nielsen now says just over 100 million people watched the game, the smallest audience in a decade. And climate change may be changing the color of our oceans. Scientists say some places will be more blue, while others more green, driven by microorganisms that are either dying off or growing out of control. Mona Kosarabdi, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated chances of sleet, otherwise cloudy skies at 24. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, freezing drizzle overnight in the upper teens. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, chance of freezing drizzle, then a wintry mix, cloudy skies in the upper 20s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of a wintry mix, low of 9, and Thursday, partly sunny, highs around 15. Right now, it's 14.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Police in Pittsburgh say a man is being held on a $100,000 bond after he allegedly tried to start a homeless woman's blankets on fire while she slept. Police said in a news release that the woman, Crystal Thompson, originally thought a hand-warming device accidentally set her blankets on fire Thursday night while she slept. The Pittsburgh Morning Sun reports a business owner told police Friday that surveillance video showed a man intentionally setting Thompson's blankets on fire and then walking away. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is trying to sell retired teachers and government workers on her plan to reduce the state's annual payments to its public pension system. Kelly made her pitch yesterday during a retirees' rally at the State House amid widespread opposition to her pension plan among Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature. The plan would give the state lower payments for 17 years. Mid-America Network News.
A new day is dawning in beef cattle evaluation.
And you can access this data at Lundgren Angus Ranch. Make plans to join us Friday, February 15th for our annual Dollars and Cents production sale. This year's offerings include 80 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, along with 27 yearling Angus heifers. Sires included Hoover Elation, Schiffelbein Eyebull, EF Commando, Harley, Platinum, and other top sires. And new this year, LAR bulls have been individually feed efficiency tested through the GrowSafe system. At LAR, we strive to produce bulls that have all the tools to help producers be successful. That's why we believe it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics. We invite you to visit LundgrenAngusRanch.com to view a copy of our sale catalog and links to videos on all cattle being offered. And join us at the ranch 10 miles south of Gove on Friday, February 15th at 12:30 for our annual Dollars and Cents sale. For questions, contact Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. That's Friday, February 15th. Hope to see you there.
A 25-year-old man has admitted that he stabbed his girlfriend to death back in June in Wichita. Sedgwick County authorities say Dylan Barbert pleaded guilty yesterday to first-degree murder in the death of 22-year-old Mackenzie Payne of Emporia. The Emporia Gazette reports Payne had graduated from the University of Kansas and was scheduled to begin classes at the University of Kansas Medical School when she was killed back on June 26th. A former bank teller in Leavenworth has pleaded guilty to embezzling more than $125,000. Federal prosecutors say 42-year-old Charles Lee Staples pleaded guilty yesterday to embezzlement by a bank employee. Staples was a bank teller at Mutual Savings Association in Leavenworth. An audit revealed that he had taken the money from his teller drawer. He entered false entries in bank reports to cover his crimes. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Have a good Tuesday.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Businesses in Nebraska will pay less unemployment insurance taxes this year than they did in 2018. Governor Pete Ricketts announced that the average tax rate for the year is 0.7% in 2019, which is a decrease of 0.6 percentage points from the previous year. That translates to an estimated $4.3 million less in taxes. Officials say the decrease was driven by a dramatic decrease in continued unemployment claims and benefits paid out. A longtime Nebraska Public Service Commissioner who also led the state Democratic Party for several years has passed away at the age of 75. The Omaha World Herald reports that Ann Boyle died Saturday after suffering a stroke last Monday. She had been in hospice care since the stroke. Mid-America Network News.
Right now, you've got plenty to do without worrying about putting additives in your diesel fuel. That's why you'll be happy to hear Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is seasonally enhanced for optimal cold weather performance. So order Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster for the performance and extra protection your farm equipment needs. Because after fueling farms for 80 years, no brand respects Mother Nature more than Cenex.
See Valley Co-op in Atlanta, Kansas.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling, worry-free, is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, saluting student success through FFA.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Marge Guggenhot and Inez Blanke of Marysville met with the board to discuss their concerns with how the Agency on Aging director was appointed, how the sites in Marysville and Blue Rapids are being run, the lack of volunteers, non-payment for Meals on Wheels meals, Agency on Aging having too many vehicles, and how the nutrition site is about serving the elderly. Agency on Aging Director Ashley Lynn met with the board to discuss job descriptions for the staff at nutrition sites and the Agency on Aging. The board discussed getting a committee together to go over job descriptions and the best ways to staff the Marysville site. They also discussed concerns with the need for training for the new director and getting assistance from past employees to help in the transition. Mike Bloomer was appointed Franklin Township Clerk on recommendation of the Township Board following resignation of Paul Zimmerling. Public Works will seek bids for removal of an underground fuel tank from the southwest corner of a courthouse. After meeting in executive session with the county attorney and county appraiser Francine Cromie, commissioners approved entering into a settlement agreement with Cromie to avoid a hearing which was scheduled Wednesday. Washington County Commissioners approved reduction in hours for the transfer station on Saturdays, open only the first Saturday of the month, 8 to noon, effective February 1st. Hours will be reevaluated later with the possibility of adding a second Saturday as the weather warms up. Approval was given for the Noxious Weed Department to hire another full-time employee, thus eliminating the need for summer help. Nemaha County Commissioners again took up discussion of a Soldier Creek wind farm with questions and comments addressed by those present, including local landowners. The board chair advised information was received from NextEra Energy Resources and is being reviewed by attorneys who hope to get back with NextEra within 2 weeks. Commissioners later spoke to the appraiser about the countywide neighborhood revitalization plan and about the estimated taxes generated by a proposed wind farm. Senior Services Public Transit Director is advertising for positions vacated with resignation of Lori Carlson effective January 25th and Alan Harder effective March 1st. Tim Burdick was appointed to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Board for another 3-year term. Gage County Board of Supervisors voted to submit a letter of opposition to the state legislature regarding a proposal to increase setback requirements for wind energy projects. A 3-mile setback to be considered in committee was deemed excessive, and supervisors noted the matter should be a local zoning issue. Gary Lytle was for dissenting vote in a 6-1 decision, preferring to speak with legislators as opposed to a formal letter of opposition. WIBW reports crews responded to a fire at a 2-story home in Pottawatomie County early this morning that is now a total loss. Call came in around 3:08 on Tuesday with a fully involved house fire at 23110 Spring Creek Road, Frankfort. 4 people and their pets inside at the time all made it out safely. Olesburg, Westmoreland, and Wheaton fire departments all responded to the blaze. Again, the fire at a 2-story home at 23110 Spring Creek Road, Frankfort, came in shortly after 3 a.m. this morning. Pottawatomie County Fire Supervisor says cause of the fire is undetermined. Everyone again was out safely. Investigation reportedly continues and a silver alert has been issued for a Nebraska man seen Sunday morning between 8 and 8:30 a.m. in Clay Center, Kansas. He was returning to his home in Auburn, Nebraska. 66-year-old Rick Kubis is a white male, 5'10", 175, with glasses, white hair, and a mustache. Last seen wearing a dark long-sleeve shirt with a dark green windbreaker and blue jeans and a red and white ball cap. Rick Kubis, age 66, was driving a 2010 Ford Super Ranger pickup, silver, with the N sticker for Nebraska in the back window. The truck has Nebraska license plates, Come Fish. Authorities say he was in pain and heading toward the hospital in Auburn. He has not been located. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Dale Foley, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dale Foley. Robert Young, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery Saturday at 1. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Robert Young. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Parmesan meatballs, scallop potato, wheat roll, peas, and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken noodle soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, veggie plate, and fruited jello. KNDY News, time 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beautiful, colorful, sweet-scented flowers. Everyone loves getting them for Valentine's Day, so plan ahead. The Garden of Eden in downtown Marysville is ready to design your gift with flowers, candy, plush animals, and balloons, and arrange for delivery on Valentine's Day. Visit the Garden of Eden today so you can stop and smell the roses later.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we have this upper-level system, an upper-level trough across the central northern parts of the Midwest, which is going to produce some snow showers across the northern parts of the Midwest and some mixed precipitation across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest. That's going to move through, and we have yet another system that will move through tomorrow and into tomorrow night, again, to bring in some more mixed precipitation across the central parts of the Midwest, and some areas could see heavy snow across the northern parts of the plains. Otherwise, once that system moves through, some cold temperatures for the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, isolated chances of sleet, otherwise cloudy skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of freezing drizzle overnight in the upper teens. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, chance of drizzle, then a chance of a wintry mix. We'll see highs in the upper 20s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of a wintry mix, low of 9, and Thursday, partly sunny and breezy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February 42, record high on this date 74 in 1946. The average low 21, the record low is 13 below zero in 1905. Sunset this evening 5:48, sunrise in the morning at 7:25. A chilly 12 degrees with a wind chill down in the single digits on northeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of February. KNDY News time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Upset in Detroit, and could Anthony Davis be Boston bound? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Pistons stunned the Nuggets, ending their six-game winning streak.
To Stanley Johnson, to Galloway, right wing three. Oh, and a whistle.
On WMGC, final score 129-103. The loss drops the Nuggets to second place in the Western Conference. Where will Anthony Davis play next? The Boston Celtics are pushing to acquire the all-star forward after this season, but there could be a few complications.
Anthony Davis and his agent, Rich Paul, have made it clear that he's not going to sign an extension with Boston if traded there. Now, wherever he goes, he plans to do his new deal when he opts out in the summer of 2020. He's eligible for an extension this summer. Now, that may not dissuade Boston from getting involved in this process.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Lakers are negotiating with the Pelicans on a potential deal as well. This is ABC Sports. Business as usual for the Bucks as they beat the Nets 113-94.
Giannis in full throttle, driving down the lane. Hard to the rim, finger roll, good with a foul.
On WTMJ, Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 30 points and 15 boards. Milwaukee improved to 39-13, best in the NBA. The Dallas Mavericks introduced their new star, Kristaps Porzingis. He says he was shocked the Knicks traded him to Dallas.
I was surprised. It was something unexpected, and my first impressions are great. You know, it's been great 48 hours here. Everybody has welcomed me with open arms, and I'm excited to be a part of this organization.
Porzingis isn't expected to play this season, still recovering from a torn ACL. An overtime thriller on the ice as the Kings take down the Rangers.
Head right wing, here's a break to Foley in the zone. Stops up to the circle, to the net, shoots, and scores!
On KABC, the Kings only needed 25 seconds to score in overtime. Final score 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Monday night basketball action. Girls play Frankfort over Onega 60-9. Donovan West took Washington County 59-50. Boys play Frankfort took Onega 66-19. Washington County over Donovan West 41-22. Tuesday night tip-offs. Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort plays host to Axtell. Valley Heights is home to Lynn. Washington County host to Blue Valley. Hanover at Clifton Clyde, Centralia hosting St. Mary's, Diller Odell home to College View, Southern is at Lewiston. Kansas State, 8 o'clock tip-off, 7:30 pregame, live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Donald Trump expressing some optimism about potentially reaching a trade deal with China. But in the same breath, the New York Times says the president may consider leaving some tariffs in place, even if the two sides eventually come to a landmark deal. He said without the tariffs, we wouldn't even be talking. The interview was conducted 2 days after trade talks wrapped up. He said he made a point very clear, and he plans on meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next month. And the president said China was prepared to make some significant changes to Beijing's economic policies. Some of those changes would include better market access to American companies, as well as buying more American products. The president had a letter from President Xi read aloud for reporters, included a commitment to buy 5 million tons of soybeans. Now, that caught administration officials a little off guard. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer was more guarded in his tone, saying the two sides haven't put together the framework of an agreement yet. He did say the main achievement, though, was that the two sides are talking, and those talks did not come off the rail. Chicken, pork, and beef producers should all see better days over the next 12 months in spite of some challenges to each segment. One industry analyst, Jeremy Scott of Mizuho Securities, says the worst is behind the chicken market. That specific segment is one of the most difficult stretches in the last 5 years from December and January. He said substantial improvement in U.S. chicken profit will be powered by better exports and less than expected ramp up in new capacity. He said poultry margins are starting to move higher during a faster than expected price recovery and a boost in chicken products featuring both in restaurants and retail establishments. Other protein sector, Scott sees the beef packer margin continuing to trend favorably this year. That's in spite of being off the seasonal high, and featured support at the retail level is beginning to move away from beef and onto chicken. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. President Trump plans to press key issues of importance to agriculture during tonight's State of the Union address. Trump, in his third primetime address to the nation from the United States House chamber, will call on Congress to work with him on several fronts: infrastructure, lowering health care costs, immigration reform, ratifying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and confronting China on unfair trade practices. However, Trump will continue to face a hostile reception from Democrats amid a fierce standoff over his efforts to build a border wall and the longest ever government shutdown, with another shutdown deadline on the 15th of this month. American Farm Bureau Federation trade advisor Dave Salmonson says politics is key for doing things like trade deals, including ratifying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
That got bipartisan support. It was certainly a long-term talking point for a lot of people on the Democrat side. I think they're willing to engage on the agreement, but you have to have the right political environment.
American Farm Bureau Federation's Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs, Cody Lyon, says much will depend on how aggressively majority House Democrats investigate the president and his administration.
Incoming chairs are just chomping at the bit to start their investigations of the president on a variety of different areas. I think that's going to determine what's going to be the tone for the 116th Congress.
And whether the House and Senate, where Republicans expanded their majority, can work together on farm trade and infrastructure. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director Dale Moore.
The repair and the maintenance, and more to the point, in some cases, replacement of our locks and dams infrastructure is so critical to agriculture in so many different parts of the country.
But ahead of any new possible deals on infrastructure, Washington faces more fighting on homeland security and a border wall that Trump threatens to fund by declaring a national emergency. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Starseed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Starseed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling, worry-free, is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, saluting student success through
FFA. Again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Before John Sullivan became the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture earlier this year, he was a state senator. And in agriculture-rich Illinois, he was the only state senator who was a farmer. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Illinois is a diverse state. It has one of the world's great cities, Chicago. It has some of the richest and most productive farmland in the world. And you would think, with as much farmland as there is in Illinois, that farmers and ranchers would be well represented in the state legislature. Not the case. Before John Sullivan was appointed director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, he was a state senator from Western Illinois and the only member of the General Assembly who was a farmer.
And if you think about that, Steve, you know, the last numbers I heard, I think about 75%, 70 to 75% of the state, the geography is considered rural and ag farmland. So the geography, the numbers, the percentages are quite high for the state of Illinois, and yet I was the only farmer of 59 members in the Senate. And now, after when I left in 16, there are no farmers in the Illinois Senate. So it's quite a staggering number.
Which means when there are issues important to Illinois agriculture that need to be addressed by the governor and the state General Assembly, it's up to Ag Director John Sullivan to make sure they get proper attention.
Absolutely. Just no question. Well, number one, there's fewer and fewer farmers. The numbers are dwindling, a very small percent of the overall population, even though the impact that farming has and agriculture has on the state is huge. Obviously, the jobs that are produced across the state, you know, the number one industry in the state. But it absolutely makes it more of a challenge to try to educate members of the Senate and Governor Pritzker about the needs of the ag community, our what our concerns are. You know, and the other thing right now, of course, the farm economy is in not in a very good situation as far as fiscally. We certainly have our challenges with low commodity prices, and we have on top of that the, you know, some of the trade wars that are taking place right now, the uncertainty of the government shutdowns. I mean, there's just a lot of uncertainty out there, and there's a lot of apprehension in the farm community. And so you put that on top of the fact that our voices maybe aren't as strong as they have been in the past because of just our numbers. It's going to make my job, and I tell everybody in agriculture, it's going to make our job more difficult. It's why we have to, you know, be proactive and go out and visit with legislators and folks that do not understand farming.
John Sullivan, the Illinois Director of Agriculture. Back after this.
A farm auction, including Marshall County farmland, home and rural property, as well as personal property for the Gregory Trust, will be sold Saturday, February 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. at 2494 19th Terrace, Frankfort. Real estate selling in three tracts. Tract 1 is 33.6 acres bottomland, 27.5 acres cropland. Tract 2 is 40 acres native grass with a ranch-style home, 2,700 square feet, built in 1973. And Tract 3 is 120 acres, 58 in cropland, the balance native grass and cover in the draws for game. Garage and household items, including kitchen appliances, sell beginning at 10. A 2014 Nissan 4x4 pickup sells at 11, and the real estate will follow. The home and personal property items are well cared for. For property inspection, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148, or go online at jhorrigan.com for complete details, including sale bill. This farm auction, 2494 19th Terrace, Frankfort, is Saturday, February 9th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. 12 degrees with a northeast wind around 5 miles an hour gives us a wind chill factor in the single digits. Bundle up if you're heading outside. Highs only approach 30 today. Not a lot of change on the colder side yet the remainder of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall announced yesterday that walk-on junior Eli Farrakhan has been awarded a full scholarship for the spring 2019 semester. The 5'11 point guard from Melbourne, Florida is in his first season as a Shocker after helping Central Georgia Tech. The extra scholarship became available following semester departure of Chance Moore. Farrakhan and the Shockers head to ECU tomorrow night for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll shows that KU dropped two more spots from 11th to 13th. That poll released yesterday has the top 10 laid out like this. Number one, Tennessee, followed by Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, Kentucky, Nevada, Michigan, North Carolina, Michigan State, and at number 10, Marquette. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah. It's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours, so we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
The KU Jayhawks making the 88-mile journey west to take on the K-State Wildcats for tonight's 2018-19 first leg of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. Tip-off from Bramblage Coliseum in Manhattan set for 8 o'clock tonight. Kansas State and Baylor currently hold a half-game lead in the Big 12 race with 6-2 league records. Kansas and Iowa State are tied for second at 6-3.